Welcome to the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James Stanley, joined in the studio by Claudia Gillam from Harrogate Family Law. Thank you for joining us once again. Another month's gone by.
I know, can you believe it? The summer holidays have actually almost gone by.
I know, I can't believe we are in September already, which is quite a scary thought. Let's talk divorce.
That's why
we're here. So, here's an interesting question. This is something I would imagine crops up quite a lot now. I'll not do divorce properly. I'll do it online. I'll do it really quickly. Should people be doing an online divorce? What's your advice?
Well, I've had clients use them, and they've come to me afterwards for advice with regards to financial aspects and children, the stuff that, you know, you definitely can't get online. I think that it's actually about the kind of service you're looking for. Yeah. It's about the kind of person that you are. I suppose my one real worry with them is you have to be very alive to the fact that a divorce petition actually on the back page also requires you to put in your financial claims. Mm-hmm. So people can often think that, oh, well, it's only a divorce petition. I can do it online. It's easy. But actually, if you don't get that section right, it can have serious detrimental impact on your ability to make kind of future financial claims. So I would say kind of have a think about the service you're looking for and think about what suits you. I mean, I think it's a false economy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that, aren't I, James? But I do think the kind of relatively small saving that you're going to make, given the huge impact it could have for future implications, is too much of a risk and a gamble to take.
And you don't get talked through the process, do you? You do it online. It's humanless. It's a form.
Yeah.
There's nobody there saying, actually, you're getting that part of the form wrong.
Absolutely. And the thing I bear in mind is a lot of people come to me at what is the most difficult point in their life.
Yeah.
You know, they are going through the inequivalent of at least a bereavement. And actually, they can come to us at a really difficult time. We can talk them through the process and give them a service that's catered to them and that suits them, and then they can go away kind of confident in our expertise, confident that in leaving it to us, they can go away and hopefully start to rebuild their lives and deal with the very stressful situation I'm sure they find themselves in.
Now, probably one of the things that people really think about, and we're going to talk about this in the next part, is the cost, because I would imagine a lot of people, when they're doing an online divorce, think, oh, it'll be quick and it'll be cheap, but we're going to bust that myth.
We are
on the way next on the Harrogate Family Law Show.